It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. African-American life, history, and culture have become major forces in the United States and the world. And here to discuss the evolution from both a social and economic perspective of Black History Month is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Paul. Nice to see you today.
What can you tell us about the origins of Black History Month?
It was officially started by Dr. Carter Woodson. He was known as the father of Black history, and Woodson was the son of former slaves. He really was passionate about education. He earned a master's degree from the University of Chicago, and in 1912, Paul, he was the second African-American to earn a PhD from Harvard University. And he was the one who really realized that there was a dearth of information on the accomplishments of African-Americans, and he founded the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History. And initially, he really set up this week in February to study Black life and Black history and the scientific analysis, really, and to go through it. And it was a week in February that was the week of Abraham Lincoln's February 12th and Frederick Douglass on the 14th. So it was initially a week, and it then became a month. So that's why we have Black History Month at this time.
And what are some of the aspects of that that are being celebrated this month?
It's really great that we see so many celebrations really nationally. This Association for the Study of African American Life and History has selected the theme this year to be a century of Black life, history, and culture. They have a number of events that are nationally coordinated, and we have those all on the website, your website. We also have kicking off Black History Month at the White House. They have hashtag Black History Month, where they really are celebrating both well-known and less than well-known stories about people who have really contributed to the nation's history. And the Library of Congress and the National Archives and the National Endowment have a number of different events that they are hosting, as well as the Smithsonian and the Holocaust Memorial Museum, too. So you can find things online and certainly at the national museums.
And what have national corporations done to recognize Black History
Month? Well, this is really interesting. When we started our research, we found out that Nike now has the Nike Black History Month collection, and their campaign includes African-inspired patterns on all the clothes included in the campaign. Stretches over several departments, menswear, womenswear, men's basketball, Jordans. Interesting. And Macy's does Black History Month. This year, they're doing a Soul-era campaign. So from February 4th to the 26th, in select stores, they're doing Black History Month celebrations with a focus on Soul-era fashion. And Comcast, they are doing Black History Month celebrations as well. And they're doing making waves in the African-American community and beyond.
And some of the local heroes and leaders being celebrated this month?
This is really exciting. The 2015 Black History Month celebration locally is Pittsburgh Legacy of Leaders, Laying the Groundwork for Our Future Leaders, which showcased the accomplishment of four local outstanding African-Americans. James Brown, who's the director of the YMCA Lighthouse Project, Tamisha Johnson, who is the founding director of the Pearl Club, Alicia Parker, president and founder of the APAR Education LLC, and Ryan Scott, co-director of Black Male Leadership Development Institute and a program of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh and Robert Morris University, and is really spotlighting the accomplishments of these young trailblazers and highlighting their contributions and describing their plans for the future, because they are our future.
And what other events in recognition of Black History Month are taking place here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, so the Carnegie Museums, if you go on the Carnegie Museum, the Carnegie Libraries especially has a bunch of things going on. So make sure to check out the library website. And just today, they're hosting opening a bunch of photographs at the main gallery, and they're including Tini Harris images. They're including some other images that are very well known. The New Horizon Theater features Jeff Stetson's new play. It's called The Meeting, and it's a fictional meeting between Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. That should be really interesting. Yeah, and the University of Pittsburgh is doing several different lectures, including one on the collision of race and criminal justice, the aftermath of Ferguson. So I think you'll find a lot of events and certainly a lot to think about.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about. As always, Rebecca Harris joining us, making her regular appearance. She's the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, thanks as always for being here. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto makes his regular monthly appearance on the program. If you have a topic that you'd like to put before the mayor, you can contact us. Go to our website or contact us via email at ESSPGH at WESA.FM or on Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. Your questions for Mayor Peduto, who will be here tomorrow on our next edition of Essential Pittsburgh. And a reminder that we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and so long for now.